Hello, family. I want to share with you a meditation that comes from Taoism, and it's about the internal alchemy. Internal alchemy and emotional digestion. As you know, alchemy aims to purify, mature, and perfect certain objects. It is a transmutation of a base metal into a noble metal. So we will do the same thing with our emotion. Transform our low basic emotion into a noble, refined, useful emotion. And we will with those new emotions, we will feed our inner crystal. Our inner crystal is our soul, our uniqueness, a unique expression of God, and ready to shine brighter, stronger, better. It is easy, we just need to have our living imagination active. So we will imagine, visualize, and feel a cauldron in our belly. And we will put all our old emotion that no longer serve us inside the cauldron to cook them, transform them. And so at the same time, this meditation, by letting go what no longer serve us, will make more room for something we desire, for something new. So we are going to follow our natural needs about internal alchemy, internal emotional digestion. So what we are going to do, so you know in advance where I am taking you, and that will happen most simply. We are going to work with the five intelligence elemental of life from the Taoism. As we are product of our society, mental society, we are going to use some words, attached words to some emotion. It doesn't mean that we are going to remain too abstract. In fact, abstraction will help us to focus on something more real, on something more personal. Hesitate to really personalize this meditation and to make it something that will bring you back something worth, to bring back to you something worth. So we are going to work with those forces, and each forces have a point, of collection, a collection area, a pickup point, a gathering point. So, we are going to bring back the heat in the chest, that's the fire area. It's really located near our heart chakra, in the middle of the chest. And its color is red. Going to bring back the cold of the water inside the lower belly, inside the low stomach, in the pelvic area. and for the water, the color is something that comes from deep, so it's a deep dark blue. Then we have a collection point for the wood. It's really easy. It is in the chest cavity on the right side, just where the liver is, very simply. For the metal, its area corresponding zone is on the left, under the rib cage. It's not difficult to connect with this area once we put some sensations, some feelings. And for the metal, the color is almost white. In fact, it's a metallic reflection. The quality of the metal is a reflection of the light. So there is many colors which reflects the light. So the metallic aspect of the colors, something that shine. And finally, for the earth, the collect point of the earth is located right on the solar plexus. And the color of the earth depends on the connection we have with the earth. So we have all a collection of tones, from yellow to orange, red-orange, and golden, mostly golden. Golden is the essence of earth. Going to make the practice. So firstly, we have to be connected with our pillar of light and to be aware of our roots inside the earth. And we are feeding with the earth energy all our body. We are feeding each cell with the Mother Earth energy. And then we can start to scan our body. We are going to scan our body for sensation of warmth. Warmth and dry sensation. All that is adorned with red, all which is inflamed, irritated. No matter what it is in the body, we are going to extract it mentally. We can imagine, realize, feel all this heat, all what is inflamed, irritated. And we are going to create a red sphere, right in the middle of our chest, near the heart chakra. It's a walk of introspection. It's a Qigong walk. So we scan our body and we stop. We take time in some location where we feel there is some red, there is some irritation. And we extract it and we place it in our chest, inside the red sphere. And we can start to feel the heat which increases in the chest. So don't worry if the temperature is rising, it's normal. So we scan this body, the irritated places, inflamed places, everywhere where there are some redness, where there is some redness, some heat, some irritation. So we extract it. We strive to remove a max, and we place it in this red sphere that we have in the center of our chest. So we are going to the depth of ourself, and we connect with the level of impatience. Impatience. There is some impatience that may come from any part of our body. Impatience. This need to go fast, to hurry up, to rush. So we extract it where we feel it, and we put it inside the red sphere in the middle of our chest. This is the pressure that gives us the excuse not to linger, the excuse not to stay, not to stop, not to slow down. We go faster and faster. All those sensations we gather and we put them inside the red sphere in the middle of our chest. And then we scan our body for the sensation of wet and cold sensations. A cold that comes from the depth of the water. A cold that may come from the back, from the bones, from anywhere. And this cold, we are going to gather inside a blue, dark sphere. So we are going to accumulate, to group in our lower stomach, in our lower belly, near the perineum, in the pelvic zone. So we can feel this cold. Cold comes from the belly. Yeah, this it is a sensation that comes from very, very deep, from dark places, very deep and very cold. And from whatever zone in our body we extract, we try to remove them, try to take them off a maximum, and we put them inside the blue dark sphere. So we go inside our body, deeper and deeper. And we are looking, searching in those depths, all sensation of fear that we may find. Yes, sensation of fear, scare, and we extract them from there. And we put them inside the dark, cold, deep sphere that we have in our lower stomach. All those fears, all those scares, yeah, apprehension too, that we may find inside ourselves. we feel the cold in our lower belly. With all this fear, and at the same time, we can still feel this heat in the chest. With all this impatience, with all this irritation. Yes, we feel the heat in the chest and the cold in the belly. And now we put our awareness in our navel. We have the awareness of our navel, and we feel the heat, the warmth in the chest with all impatience, and we feel the cold in the lower belly with all this fear. And we feel our navel. Behind the navel, we have Tan Tien. That we can represent the Tan Tien as a stove. Yes, a stove. And on the stove, we find a cauldron. So we are going to bring back all those sensations inside the cauldron to cook them. You can see it. Feel it, imagine, visualize it. On the stove, there is a big pot, a big cauldron. We are going to come down slowly with precaution and attention. We go down with all the heat in the chest toward the navel. At the same time, we are going up with all the cold in the lower stomach. This fear, going up with the fear, and like a vase full of water, with precaution, it must not spill. So we move it up the navel, and we are going to pour at the same time all the water, all the cold from the lower stomach, and all the heat with all this impatience in the chest. We pour it inside the cauldron. We are going to fill the cauldron to bring all those stuff inside the cauldron, and the cauldron is on the stove, and right away it starts to cook, it starts to be mixed, it starts to transform. And we are going to use our inner eye. Inner eye. We watch this pot. We watch the cauldron. And we use our inner eye to mix. To mix what we put inside the cauldron. So there are some pieces. Pieces of heat. Red pieces of irritation. There are some cold blocks, dark blocks. So we turn, we stir, we increase the temperature, the heat, we increase the heat. And all start to cook together. All the stuff is cooking together. All the stuff start to mix. and we let cook. We let cook. We put the cover on the pot. Yes, it starts to cook. It starts to work, to transform, each at its own pace. And we watch from time to time, and we steer. We feel the block which start to melt, to mix. Yes, there are still some red pieces and dark blue pieces, but it start to mix, to liquefy. So we mix and we let cook. And then we come back and we connect with the dimension of the wood. We are going to feel in its collection point, the liver. We are going to feel wet heat. Something hot and wet. And we are going to form a sphere wet and heat, and pour all what we have on our nerves, all what is getting on my nerves. All that irritate us, upset us, all what we get angry, all what is stressful for us. Yes, we can feel like a layer that drips the brain, which dripping out of our nerves. And it's gathered in the liver. In the liver, inside this green sphere. And this green sphere gets warmer. Hot, wet, like a sauna. Like a steam room. So all the nerves pour inside this sphere. Yeah, this layer of stress. Yeah, it's not pleasant at all. Too hot, too wet. So the pressure is getting higher inside the sphere. The sphere in our rib cage on the right. Green, dark, very hot, very wet. So we are going down inside ourselves, deeper and deeper, and we connect with anything that makes us angry. Everywhere in our body where there is some anger. And so we extract this anger, those pieces of anger, and we put them inside the green, hot, wet sphere, and we maintain this sphere under the chest cavity under the ribcage on the right. Yes, all which irritate us. All those layers of stress. All the assault we have had to endure. We gather them inside the sphere, inside the thoracic cage, inside the chest cavity on the right, and we close the sphere. We make sure that nothing flows. We keep this link for the moment. So we have wet warmth inside the sphere on the right with all the anger inside. All this anger, this violence, abuse. And then we are going to connect with the collection point of the metal under the chest cavity on the left. From there, we feel like a cold wind. Wind cold and dry. And this cold may come from the skin. This cold comes from the depth of our lungs. The cold and dried wind. Yeah. It is cold and dry inside this wind which blows over snowy mountains. Cold and painful. So we gather inside a white metallic sphere which has been sanitized under the chest cavity on the left. So we're going down inside ourselves to connect with all the loads of sadness that we may find. Yes, loads of sadness, of sorrow, of depression. So we are looking to feel them and to extract them, a maximum of them, to put them inside the sphere, metallic, cold, dry sphere that we have under our chest cavity on the left. Yes, we feel this cold, this sensation that connects us with the depression, with the sadness, with melancholia inside the chest cavity on the left. It is very painful, very sharp also, very cold. And on the right, we still feel the pressure, the heat, the anger, all what is getting on my nerves. So we feel the heat on the right, the anger, and the cold on the left with the sadness. And by being careful, we are going to pour
at the same time, through the navel, inside the cauldron, all this wet and dry, all this wet heat on the right, the entire sphere, and all this cold and dry on the left, we are going to pour at the same time through the navel inside the cauldron to mix them. Yeah, we make it slowly, careful, not to spill. If we spill a little bit of wet heat on the right, we are going to bring them back and throw them directly inside the cauldron, inside the pot. So we turn. We use our inner eye to mix. Yeah, they are already cold. Already some reds, dark blue. The warmth, the cold that mixed. And now we have wet, hot and wet, the green and the metallic cold. We stir, we turn, we mix, we stir all what is inside the cauldron. It is an alchemic process, a basic alchemic process, like cooking. So let's cook. Yeah, at the beginning, when we learn to cook, we don't know what we are doing. It doesn't matter. So we cook sometimes things, and it happens something extraordinary. We mix some uneatable things. We mix raw meal, butter, some fat, raw eggs. We mix, we put them inside the oven, and it's a miracle. We have a beautiful cake. That's incredible. Really. We cannot guess in advance if we don't know the cooking. It's an alchemy process. So it is the same thing with our body. We mix all the ingredients. Some things, inedible ingredients. We mix the cold, mix the warmth, the wet, the dry, the sharp, the soft. We mix. We mix all these feelings, fear, impatience, anger, sadness. We mix, we stir. All is being mixed and all transformed by themselves. Color are changing. Appearance is changing. It is a metamorphosis. We don't even need to watch. Just let the process go, flow. Let the cooking. Yeah, there is some smells. Yeah, some smells. Oh, pleasant smells. Enjoyable smells. That's the product of the decomposition, of the transformation, of the transmutation of our feeling, of those painful feelings, painful emotion, which decompose in the contact with each, to give new molecule of sensation, emotional molecules, individual emotion molecules. It is pure energy. Sparkles, colors, smells, sensations. Yes, that start to evaporate. Start to evaporate and come to feed our body with this product of the digestion, with the product of our emotional digestion. Come to nourish each cells of our body. Yes, we let cook at its own pace, own speed. Everything, it's not cooked at the same time. Everything is not digest at the same time. So we just let the process continue at its own pace. And we connect with the earth, with the center of the earth. And we connect ourselves directly with our personal feeling. All we feel about ourselves, about self. So we are going to go deep, deep inside, deep, to extract all those negative aspects. Yeah, maximum of negative aspects that we don't like about us, about ourselves. All this criticism that we have about ourselves, all those sensations, unpleasant sensations that we have about ourselves. Yeah. All what makes that we feel in a certain manner. All what we feel in a kind of manner about ourselves that we don't like. All what make that we feel in a negative manner about ourselves. All those things, emotions, feelings. So we go deep inside ourselves and we extract. Yes, we extract a maximum and we put all those things, feelings directly inside the cauldron. And we stir and we turn. We mix. We cook. Yes, it is a natural process which reflect our need to cook. To cook our food. Yeah, so we are doing the same thing with our feelings. We refine them. We refine them in a way that we can digest them. We can integrate them. In a new manner, in a more refined way, and they feed us in an upper level, a higher energetical level, better quality level. So we cook like a slow cooking. which give us very good results. Yeah, we feel the presence of the cauldron on the stove, which feed this vital energy that we have accumulated in our stomach, in our belly. And inside this cauldron, all those energies, all those feelings that we don't like about ourselves, they continue to decompose, to transform in particles, single particles, individual particles of emotion. And once they are separated, they evaporate and they come to feed our cells. They come to feed each cell, sparkles by sparkles, drop by drop, sparkles of color by sparkle of color, which come to nourish, to enhance our cells, each cell of our body, and to expand our level of individuation, to enhance our level of individuation, all what makes us unique. We feel this process that continue, and it is not because we stop the meditation that the process will stop, not at all. Yes, this capacity to accumulate heat in the chest is a natural thing. It has to move around. So we continue to mix it with the cold, which tends to accumulate in the lower stomach and fill up the cauldron. Same thing with the wood, the roots of the wood on the right, with all the anger. And which will mix with all this sadness on the left, all this negative metal, very sharp, very abrasive, which prevent us from living with satisfaction. All what keep us from contentment and well-being. Sadness, sorrow, despair, all mixed with anger in the cauldron. And we let them cook. We let the cook running. It mixes. And all what is linked with our personal feeling, our inner peace. Yeah, like sense of shame, depreciation, not good enough, loss of self-respect, all those things that stop us from our inner peace. So we extract it from where they still reside. And we put them directly inside the cauldron. And we breathe. And all those feelings are being decomposed. And we still steer. We continue with the action of cooking. And we steer, we extract those individual molecules. We extract from the cauldron all those new feelings transform and they come to nourish, to feed our soul, our bright kernel, our inner crystal, our divine soul crystal. Just on the cauldron. So we feel, we nourish our crystal with all those new colors, with this refined energy, all this steam, all this heat, all those decomposed particles of our negative feelings transform in new particles, renewed particles, recycle, which feed our crystal. This crystal is fed with new transformed feelings. Yeah. It's bright, very bright, light, easy, beautiful, powerful, beautiful, powerful new crystal. And we nourish all our cells also. Each cell of our body is renewed. Oh. Yes, we can feel our crystal connected with the pillar of light, with Mother Earth, and with Mother, Father God. So we let the energy flow. Yes, the emotional transformation may take some time or be immediate. Some kind of emotion heals straight away, and others may take some days, weeks, or. But it doesn't matter. It's less a question of timing, it is more a matter of maturity, a matter of opportunity, of support, of information. A matter of maturity. Anyway, we let the process on, turn on by this on. Can open the eyes. And I say goodbye with love, joy, and gratitude, and see you.